Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 38 plus Interactive English. After I read the dialogue at a native speed and then quite slowly, you need to get your thinking caps on because it will be your turn to use a couple of sentences from the dialogue and change them a little bit to create new sentences, and I will be testing your accuracy. So, here we go. Liz calls Barbara on the phone. Hi Barbara, are you up for yoga tomorrow at 7? I know it's a bit early, but it'll be worth it. I'm really sorry Liz, but I can't go. I threw my back out yesterday, and I'm really miserable. Oh, you poor thing! How on earth did you do that? You know I work in the library on Wednesdays. Well, I had to carry boxes of books from the storage room and stack them on the shelves. I overdid it, of course. That kind of thing always throws my back out. Do you need to see a doctor? Or a chiropractor? Not really. I'm taking meds for the pain because I think that the injury is just muscular. When my muscles finally relax, I'm sure the pain will go away. What have you been doing to help it? Apart from the painkillers, I've been lying flat on my back with my head on a small pillow and my knees up a little. I've also iced my back. Last night I wrote my essay lying down. I probably looked ridiculous. Well, who cares what you look like? The important thing is that you feel better. It sounds like you're doing everything you can. I hope you get better soon. I'll miss you at yoga. Yeah, have fun. Okay, this time I will read the dialogue slowly so you can pick up every word and phrase. Hi Barbara, are you up for yoga tomorrow at 7? I know it's a bit early, but it'll be worth it. I'm really sorry Liz, but I can't go. I threw my back out yesterday, and I'm really miserable. Oh, you poor thing! How on earth did you do that? You know I work in the library on Wednesdays. Well, I had to carry boxes of books from the storage room and stack them on the shelves. I overdid it, of course. That kind of thing always throws my back out. Do you need to see a doctor or a chiropractor? Not really. I'm taking meds for the pain because I think that the injury is just muscular. When my muscles finally relax, I'm sure the pain will go away. What have you been doing to help it? Apart from the painkillers, I have been lying flat on my back with my head on a small pillow and my knees up a little. I've also iced my back. Last night I wrote my essay lying down. I probably looked ridiculous. Well, who cares what you look like? The important thing is that you feel better. It sounds like you're doing everything you can. I hope you get better soon. I'll miss you at yoga. Yeah, have fun. Before you do the interactive part of this podcast, I want to just touch on a couple of areas in the dialogue. From the context, You probably guessed what to throw your back out means. Obviously, it doesn't mean to throw it out of the window or to throw it out into the garbage. It really means to hurt your back. You've done some movement, some activity, and you've either strained a muscle or your back has come out of alignment. It is out of its proper position. So that's why we say to throw your back out. When you hurt your back, if you've had that experience, it does feel as if something has been thrown out of position. Another thing I would like to touch on is when Barbara replies to Liz, "I'm really sorry, Liz, but I can't go." Now, the use of but. Why would we use but here? Barbara could say, "I'm really sorry, Liz, I can't go." Or, "I'm really sorry, Liz, because I can't go." In a sentence like this, the but stands for a longer part of the sentence that could hypothetically say, "I would love to go, but I can't." "I'm sorry, Liz, I would love to go, but I can't." So during speech, we tend to shorten all of these ideas and phrases for convenience. So we're left with, "I'm sorry, Liz, but I can't go." We'll be practicing that particular sentence in a few moments. First of all, if you'd like to look at number one, at the very beginning of the podcast, Liz says, "Hi, Barbara, are you up for yoga tomorrow at 7? Well, to be up for something is a modern way of saying, "Are you willing to go? Would you like to do?" To be up for something. I think it's really an Americanism, but it's also used in Britain. So we'll take this sentence. We'll miss out "Hi, Barbara." We'll go straight into the main clause. And instead of using "you," I would like you to use "he." Instead of "yoga," use "a run." And remember, a run is the same as a jog. A run. And instead of "tomorrow," use "on Saturday." So we have "he," "a run," and "on Saturday." I'll give you a few seconds to figure out that sentence. So the question should say, "Is he up for a run on Saturday?" Is he up for a run on Saturday? Very good. Now the next one will be a bit more tricky because I would like you to use the future tense. We will use "you," but in the future. Now just to refresh your memories, the future of "you" with the verb to be is "you will be." So there's a clue. Just remember, this is a question. So the position of the words will be different. So if using the future of the verb to be in the "you" form, instead of yoga, let's do water aerobics. Water aerobics. And instead of "tomorrow," it will be "on Thursday." So we have the future of the verb to be in the "you" form, water aerobics, and "on Thursday." Let's see what you come up with. So the question should say, "Will you be up for water aerobics on Thursday?" Will you be up for water aerobics on Thursday? The next two sentences will be taken from number two, when Barbara says, "I'm really sorry, Liz, but I can't go." So you'll be using the same format, but let's change things a little. First of all, let's drop the name Liz. We'll change the subject in both parts of the sentence to we, and you'll use the phrase to be stuck in traffic. So in both parts of the sentence, you use we, and in the second half, you'll use the phrase to be stuck in traffic. Let's see what you come up with. And the sentence should say, "We're really sorry, but we're stuck in traffic." We're really sorry, but we're stuck in traffic. Okay, this second one is a little bit more difficult. We'll be using the subject she. In the second half, I would like you to use the past of the verb to forget and finish the sentence with the appointment. So we'll have she, the past of forget, and the appointment. And the sentence should say, "She is really sorry, but she forgot the appointment." She is really sorry, but she forgot the appointment. Very good. If you have any questions about these sentences, feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. But we're going to finish today with a normal native speed reading of the dialogue. "Hi, Barbara. Are you up for yoga tomorrow at 7? I know it's a bit early, but it'll be worth it. I'm really sorry, Liz, but I can't go. I threw my back out yesterday, and I'm really miserable." "Oh, you poor thing. How on earth did you do that?" "You know I work in the library on Wednesdays. Well, I had to carry boxes of books from the storage room and stack them on the shelves. I overdid it, of course. That kind of thing always throws my back out. Do you need to see a doctor or a chiropractor?" "Not really. I'm taking meds for the pain because I think that the injury is just muscular. When my muscles finally relax, I'm sure the pain will go away." "What have you been doing to help it?" "Apart from the painkillers, I have been lying flat on my back, with my head on a small pillow, and my knees up a little bit. I've also iced my back. Last night I wrote my essay lying down. I probably looked ridiculous." "Well, who cares what you look like? The important thing is that you feel better. It sounds like you're doing everything you can. I hope you get better soon. I'll miss you at yoga." "Yeah, have fun." Well, that's the end of the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me. And remember, you're all invited to join my Facebook page at Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will get back to you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.